Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, November the 8th, 308th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Betty Chin, and she has found some friends.
Yes.
Not that that should be that surprising. However, do you want to introduce today's, it kind of sounds like a game show, doesn't it?
Yes.
Here's Betty with today's friends.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Brian. Today I bring my friend here. Actually, they are my partnership from Cafe Charity from Santa Rosa, the directors, Chuck Fernando and
Chuck Fernandez from Catholic Charities.
And then you introduce your staff.
Sure. Go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead, Stan. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and your title with Catholic Charities?
Sure. I'm Stan Cordero. I'm the Director of Programs for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa.
And I'm Jenny Holmes. I'm the Program Manager of our Shelter and Housing Services.
So apparently she has friends who can speak for themselves as well as having Betty talk for them. And we'll discuss some of the new exciting things that are going on in Eureka and for Humboldt County also when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty, Chuck, Stan, and Jerry. But before we do, our quote, did I say Jerry or Jenny?
Jerry. Jenny.
Doesn't matter. Our quote this afternoon comes from, yeah, you're going to have to wedge your way in and get involved here.
Got it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Comes from Kingsley Amis. Quote, if you can't annoy somebody, there's little point in writing. So, Betty, for folks who have heard of you but haven't met you,
yes,
what or who is Betty Chin?
I am a mother. I am the friend of the homeless in Humboldt County. And I mean, that's enough for me, right? And I have compassion for the less fortunate people, and that's my job, that's my passion.
Now, you are, I guess, kind of a quasi-local celebrity because of that and because of some of the recognition that you've received for your efforts. How uncommon is it to have somebody in a community that does what you do?
No, we all have our own gift. We do what we're doing. That's my gift. I don't feel that's uncommon. And then that's really natural things for us to do, to use our gift to benefit somebody or someone or somewhere can use it.
Okay, team three or team black. You guys are all dressed in black, too.
I've don't know got what gray.
This, is that so you sneak around? Yeah, okay. Tones of black. How's that? What is the role of Catholic Charities? If somebody doesn't know, either they're not Catholic or they may be Catholic and are unaware of what the organization does, what is this thing?
Brian, let me just share three core services that Catholic Charities offers. The first is we care for seniors. So we have various programs, whether it's our Alzheimer's respite program, it's a day center for adults with Alzheimer's. We have a program called I'm Home Alone that we call Homebound Vulnerable Seniors to check in, see if they're okay. So that's the first bucket of services.
So that's not a dating service.
That's not a dating service. Yeah.
Clear that one up.
We also counsel immigrants. So we provide immigration services, whether it's citizenship, refugee resettlement, or basic counseling services. We also challenge poverty. And I'm going to ask Jenny Lynn and Stan to talk about how we challenge poverty. But what I would like to say is that even though our name is Catholic Charities, our services are open to all of those in need. So whether you're Catholic or non-Catholic, it doesn't matter. If there's a need, we will help you fill that.
Chuck, is there a spiritual component or is there Catholicism interwoven?
Good question. The spiritual component for Catholic Charities is through our actions. So we don't Catholicize, we don't evangelize, we don't do any of that. What we really do is we let our actions speak for ourselves, how we care for our seniors, how we care for our immigrants and those that are homeless. And so, again, I'm going to turn it over to both Stan and Jenny to talk about some of that.
Motor man over here, Stan, this is quieter than he normally is.
Just give him a minute.
Two and a half minutes here, and he's been quiet. Well, what got you involved?
You know, that's actually a great story, is that prior to coming to Catholic Charities, I worked for the Catholic Diocese as the Director of Youth Ministry. I did that for 21 years. And a couple of years ago, I just started to get this tug on my heart that said, you know, Stan, you're supposed to be doing something different. I didn't know what that was at the time. I had no clue where it was going to lead me. But I did know that it had something to do with being of assistance to those most in need. And so I just kind of, you know, kept my options open in terms of what might be some opportunities. I tried some volunteer opportunities in the local community. I tried introducing some service programming into my work with young people. And while all those things were very, very good, I still felt like I wasn't in the place that I was supposed to be. And then earlier this year, I had the opportunity to come to Catholic Charities in this role as a director of programs. And 5 months later, here I am, really enjoying the work that I'm doing and understanding that this is where I'm supposed to be at this particular point in my life. So moving from the institutional church to
We prefer the mother church around here, not the institution, okay?
Well, you can say it. You can say it that way. But working in that vein and working in this vein, each is a very unique expression of the church. And what I love about this expression of the church is that it really gets at the root of the gospel message, that really the good news that we talk about is in helping people who need help. And I get to do that on a day-to-day basis, supporting those people who are in our programs on the front lines of those most in need.
Well, Jenny, you're going to have to wait for the commercial.
Dang it.
Stan sucked up all the time.
Stan.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You get me started and I can't stop.
So we'll fall back, give you a chance to get your notes completely written, and then we'll be back. KINS News and Information Times, 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Time is 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop with Betty Chin.
Yes.
A little bit. You actually really haven't wedged in too much here, have you?
I'm a quiet one.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yes. You're the picture of quietness. And also, folks, from Catholic Charities, Jenny Lynn, we were going to hear from you, ran out of time. So other than the fact your last name is Holmes, and you're associated with these two fellas, and now with Betty,
mm-hmm.
At some connections there, what got you into this organization?
I have a pretty funny story, too. I graduated college, and when I graduated, my original plan was law school. Very different than the work I'm doing right now.
Yeah, boy, did you take a wrong turn.
I know. I ended up on a different path. So I was going to take a year off and just, you know, work and save some money before I went to law school. And I got a job with Catholic Charities and was introduced to the homeless in Sonoma County and those most in need. And my entire world perspective changed. And now I want to have a whole new career path, obviously, and want to, you know, dedicate my life to helping the vulnerable in our society. And Betty's been a great inspiration on how we can do that and model that in everyday life. So.
Well, I could speak for thousands. Thank you for not being another attorney in California.
You're welcome. No problem.
So, Betty, how? Why are these folks here? What's the connection between their organization out of Santa Rosa and you in the blue truck?
Well, you know what? I've been, for the last 30 years, I've been helping the poor. And then I feed them, I clothe them, I shower, clean up, everything. I love them so much. But I don't have any talent to lead them up off the street. I want them off the street. And 30 years doing this, and I feel like I got to do something different. So I had opened up a center for a while for me. And then finally, I get it more serious that people ask me about it. And then I met Chuck last Thanksgiving through the email. And then he told me about Care for Charity in Santa Rosa. I know nothing about it. So on a March, I took a I asked him, can I come down to visit you, see your center? So he said, oh, yeah, Betty, come over. He's a really friendly guy. You like him. He's a good guy.
You like him, too.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Boss.
Yes.
Really, a very welcoming. And then took a tour in there. My husband and I went down there ourselves first time. And then when I met Jenny and all these guys, I tell you what, I want to clone Jenny. And she is so good. I watched what they did, and I exactly on my dream, and I wonder if that happened. And
so it's kind of a timing.
Timing, and you know what? I always believe it. God always had a plan for me, and that's why he brought me down there for no reason. I go down there, but I want these nice people. You got to go down there someday. You and I got
to
go.
I've been to Santa Rosa once.
Oh, not Care for Charity.
Oh. You haven't been to Santa Rosa until you've been to Catholic Charity.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, honestly, they had a very good program. And they are very much something on my dream all these years. So opportunity come, and I asked Chuck, let's do something together. But I did make them promise me, I don't do paperwork. That's not my department. And I still have my freedom to go out. So the partnership is I can still do what I'm doing. I find the people who need help and come to center. They had a program and can help them. So that's why we want to help the people off the street and return home, return to society. That's how that happened.
Chuck, where Catholic Charities fits in the structure of the organization components, is it tougher to find somebody like a Betty out and amongst, or is it tougher to find folks with strong organizational skills to help coordinate everything?
Betty's unique. You're not going to find a whole lot of Betty Chins in the world. So that being said, let me just share that the people that we hire at Catholic Charities, the people that do this type of work, much like Stan and Jenny, the reason they're here with us is because they embrace and they live the values of Catholic Charities and serving the person on the street, whether it's hope, whether it's dignity for the human being, certainly respect. And what I've said last night at the community meeting, I think the most important action of all is love. And, of course, that's who we know Betty Chin is. And so Betty is unique, and the people that we hire to provide services to those most in need really embrace and live and walk these values. And I think that's the secret. And so when you combine people like Stan and Jenny and everybody else back in Santa Rosa and Betty and the wonderful community leaders here in Eureka, you just have a wonderful formula for helping the person on the street.
KINS, news and information time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with Betty and her friends.
Now I'm going to Sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has 6 treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented 2 musicals, 2 comedies, 1 contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about 3 small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Time is 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Betty Chin, Chuck Fernandez. Let's see if I can get everybody's name right. Jenny Lynn Holmes. Yeah, see? I can read my writing now. It looks like an N. Stan, I got no clue on your last name, dude.
Poor Darrow.
Oh, again, if you looked at my handwriting, there's a C and a D and an O. And
I've been called worse.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Chuck, you've mentioned a couple of times, Stan and Jenny Lynn, you guys also, Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa, mm-hmm. Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa. For a lot of folks, natives or others, Santa Rosa really is a culture away.
Okay. Yes.
So if we're is this a regional effort to work with Betty and her efforts with the homeless? Is this a local effort that you guys are going to spearhead or oversee that really is still a Humboldt County effort? How does Santa Rosa mesh with Eureka and Humboldt County?
Can you answer that? So the way it's going to work, Brian, is Betty has a foundation called the Betty Quan Chin Homeless Foundation. The foundation is going to contract with Catholic Charities to provide all of these programs at the day center, whether it's case management, programs for children. We're going to have a learning center with computers to help the homeless people look for housing or what have you, get their GED, et cetera. We're really contracting with the foundation to provide these services. These services are all about Eureka and Humboldt County. So Santa Rosa basically is just bringing what we know, what's been successful for us, up here and partnering with Betty and the local service providers.
So it's more of a knowledge base and experience.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our diocese covers all six counties, so we are really trying to integrate into those counties that we're not currently offering services.
Yeah. So what is the interaction with, because I know, Chuck, you had said that you're not proselytizing, it's more through mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
What is the relationship with the bishop, with the local Catholic churches, with the archdiocese? Okay. How does the institution of the church mesh in with what you guys are doing?
The bishop is very supportive of our expansion to Eureka. In fact, the bishop has been up here on a number of times. Betty has shown him the building that we're going to be putting the day center in. He's extremely supportive. And so I meet with the bishop quite often. Mm-hmm. I let him know what we're doing. I get his input. He gives me his advice. We talk about issues or concerns.
You follow his advice? Because yeah.
The bishop is the boss.
Yes.
But he's very supportive.
Stan, when you look at this area, short of a biological experiment, you won't be able to be here and in Santa Rosa simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to find somebody like you, Jenny Lynn? Are you looking for somebody that's like you and to be that same? Or are you looking for somebody who's maybe got a different approach, but the results end up being the same?
I think that when it comes to looking at who might be a program manager here on the ground with regards to the day center, we are going to look locally for that particular person because, you know, someone who has the experience of living in this community and has relationships with people is going to be very important for us here on the ground. But I think at the same time, our agency has a variety of policies and procedures and standard ways of operating that have been proven successful in our work with those who are homeless. And those, I think, are what we're going to be able to provide the day center in terms of a structure and a way of operating that will help us to maintain a sense of effectiveness and efficiency. So we want to couple our strength as an agency with local folks because, you know, this particular program has to reflect the reality of this community. If we try to drop the model of what we do in Santa Rosa on Eureka, you know, we could be setting ourselves up for failure. Our best successes have been when we've gotten to know the community, when we've gotten involved with the community, when we've gotten a chance to build partnerships within the community, because Catholic Charities by itself is not going to answer the challenge of homelessness here in this area. It is a community challenge, and we're just part of the opportunity to make a difference with that.
You use two keywords that I always use, and I think most people see them as interchangeable: effective and efficient. Mm-hmm. And they talk about greater efficiencies. Great, but if you're doing the wrong thing better, that doesn't get you where you're going. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys determine effective? When are you going to know that you're doing something that really makes sense?
So part of what we do in Santa Rosa, and would obviously be a big piece, is measuring our outcomes. Are we making an impact in the community? Are we making a difference? And it's really important for us to measure our outcomes to, one, see if we're doing the right thing and we're doing it effectively, and two, to make sure we're there's some social return on investments in what we're doing here. So are we making a difference in the community? A great example of that is a program we run in Santa Rosa called Nightingale. Nightingale is a 13-bed shelter that for homeless that are coming out of the hospital that don't have any place to recuperate after they've had open-heart surgery or other sort of ailments that brought them to the hospital. What we measure then is avoidable days and how much money we save the local hospitals. So since December of 2011, we've saved our local hospitals $9.9 million. So it's really important for us to be measuring that impact and seeing if we are moving the needle and moving it forward, being effective in our community. So that's a big piece of what we do within our homeless services.
Go ahead, Chuck. You look like you're getting ready to say something.
No. Jenny covered it very nicely.
You're falling asleep then. Okay, good. KINS, News and Information Time, 3:42. We'll be back with a little bit more. Well, not a whole lot more, but a little bit more with the gang.
Hi, Meredith here from Don's Rental. At Don's Rental, we pride ourselves in being old-fashioned, like standing by our promise to give customers more than they ask for. But old-fashioned doesn't mean out of date. We have the largest selection of the most modern tools and equipment in the area. If there is a tool that makes completing a job faster, smoother, or easier, we buy it, because providing the latest equipment is our old-fashioned commitment to our customers. Now, if I could only teach Russ how to check his email. Don's Rental.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jenny Lynn Holmes. Stan Cadero?
You got it.
Really? What a stunner. I'm getting good. Chuck Fernandez and Betty Chin about the... Now, Kwan is your maiden name?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll probably always call it the Betty Chin Center then here. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Look for your big picture on the wall. the big smiling face. Yeah. What is the interaction that is anticipated, and the interaction that happened in Santa Rosa with Sonoma County, with Health and Human Services, or the old Welfare Department? I would think that there would be one of two options. One is fully embracing and kumbaya, which I really hate as a song, working together in concert, moving forward. And the other would be probably the more traditional, and I would probably give it an 8-2 odds, that it's seen as turf protection. Oh my, they're coming after us, they're impeding us, they want to take us, your sense, partnership or more of a rivalry situation?
My sense and my hope is that it's going to be a partnership. We have a partnership with the Health and Human Services in Sonoma County. And as all partnerships and relationships, it takes time and it takes effort. We're hoping that it would be the same here in Eureka with Health and Human Services and their leadership. And so from our approach, we're just going to be hopeful. We're going to be partners. We want to partner. We want to collaborate. And I think the focus is going to be on the person on the street. And that's where the focus needs to be.
Stan?
I just want to offer that, you know, we've had some conversations with folks in the community. We were up here earlier in the year having a chance to speak with some service providers, some local officials, some citizens. And so this particular effort of a day center was very strategic because we know that we can't be everything for homelessness here in this area. So what is our particular niche? And strategically, how could we position ourselves to really be of assistance to the community? So the idea of using a day center as our niche in this was very intentional. Because we don't see it as a duplication of efforts, but rather we see it as the first step into a communal system of care around those who are homeless.
Jenny Lynn, with the youth component, is it easier to work with the little ones, or is it more challenging because of some of the peer activities that go on or pressures in this kind of an effort?
I think that there's challenges to every type of population that you work with. And it's knowing those challenges so that we can be proactive in avoiding any barriers or issues that might come up within the different populations. So, for example, when we're talking about the Betty Kwan Chin Center, we're talking about, you know, having kids programming as well as adult programming. And we very intentionally are designing the building to have two separate programs running at the same time so that we can ensure the safety and address some of the challenges within the two different types of populations.
Well, I haven't talked too much to Betty in this entire show. Really kind of refreshing, frankly. Betty, where's the facility? What kind of timeline are you on with this effort?
Well, the place is 133 7th Street between A and B on 7th Street. And I think we still plan to open up on April. Yeah, Chuck.
We plan to open up late spring, early summer, hopefully no later than that.
Yeah.
So maybe around the May time, April, May time.
Oh, okay, so you're not working against April Fool's Day?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. She was getting so close to it, I was hoping it would work. If folks want to get involved, is it too early? Can they get involved, whether it's doing physical, whether it's using brain power, some of the various resources that people do have?
Yeah.
We would love for the more people involved, the better. My recommendation is contact Betty Chin or contact the chairman of the Betty Kwan Chin Homeless Foundation, and that's Pastor Dan Price.
That would be a community commenter, Dan Price.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Then they can work through the station here if they need to as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Alrighty, guys. I'm going to kick you out of here. We're done. Thanks for coming by. Hopefully your trips to Humboldt County will be a little bit more regular.
Yes.
And certainly as fruitful as what you hope for. Betty, see you out there on the road.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.